Back in 2017, when I had my sabbatical, because it was the off-season, I got one of those great bargain trips to South America. And I flew all over the place. The prices were really incredibly low. So I, from Cusco to Iguazu to Buenos Aires, down to Punta Arenas and Ushuaia, then up to Chalten and back to Buenos Aires and over to Mendoza. It was a lot of flights. I think there were 9. Guess how many of them got changed? All of them. And so I just got used to waiting for an email the day or two before saying that the flight had been canceled or rescheduled or bumped, or, you know, showing up at the airport and then finding out. And what I noticed was that every one of those flights, it's Aerolíneas Argentina, there were people screaming at the counter. Have you ever encountered that, you know? In your experience, do you ever do better because someone is screaming at you? You know, it just wasn't a successful thing. And my own thought was, you know, if the plane is having a problem, fix the plane. I don't want to get on a plane that's not ready to go, you know? I say this because we've got this scripture here where the wolf shall be the guest of the lamb and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion shall browse together with a little child to lead them. Let's confront the lion and the tiger and the bear in our own lives, where we unleash on one another and spill our rage onto the world. There was that film back in 1976, where that poor, I think mentally ill, a news broadcaster tried to get everyone to scream out the window, "I'm mad as bleep and I'm not taking it anymore." You know, as though screaming that at the world was going to make us feel better. When all of the evidence suggests that when we unleash our anger, it does not decrease. In fact, it grows. Anger has a very important place in our lives. When we are in danger, it gives us the endorphins and the adrenaline that we need to fight or to flee. But you know, the people we get angry at, that poor person on the other side of the counter, she or he, they're not a danger to us. If you're inclined to get angry at family members, it is probably extraordinarily rare that your spouse or your children are a source of danger to you. When we talk through our frustrations, they tend to decrease. When we talk about our loneliness, when we talk about the things that aggravate us, if we talk about it calmly, or our anxieties, they tend to decrease. When we unleash our anger, it gets explosive. It gets worse. It gets more. Yes. And it's a difficult thing to break a pattern of being angry with one another, of being angry with the world. It's a lot of effort. John the Baptist will put it in these terms. Lower the mountains, raise the valleys to make a way that's straight for the Lord. When they built this 101 freeway, it took them years to blast their way through the rocks to make it. Things here in Camarillo were such before they did that, that the farmers were more likely to ship their crops to Ventura and Santa Barbara to get them to L.A. because you couldn't get them over the mountains. And it was a labor of such intensity and so long that the cardinal used to preach about it very regularly as the very valleys that John the Baptist was talking about. It's hard labor to struggle with our own inner demons. And so right to do it. So I'm going to encourage you on this second Sunday of Advent. Tame that tiger. Deal with the lions. Get overcome that bear inside. And be ready for that little child to lead us. Peace doesn't begin somewhere out there. It begins in here.